Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. Time to join Monsignor Philip Whitmore to mark the next in his series of musical meditations focusing on the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. Today, the third in this series, the Nativity of Our Lord.
Hodie Christus natus est. Today Christ is born. The third joyful mystery, the Nativity of our Lord. Of all the mysteries of the Rosary, this must be the one to have inspired the most music. At Christmas, there's no shortage of seasonal music for us to sing and to listen to. The angels sing for joy to the shepherds, and the whole Christian people join them in singing God's praises because our Saviour is born. But when we pray the Rosary, we want to contemplate the scene. We want to do what Mary and Joseph did, and the shepherds, and the wise men from the East. We want to gaze upon the infant Jesus and adore him. The music I've chosen to talk about today isn't exactly what you'd call Christmas music, but it is about contemplating the infant Jesus. It was written by the great 20th century French composer Olivier Messiaen, whose music was profoundly influenced by his Catholic faith. It's a piano piece written in 1944, and it's called 20 Regards sur l'Enfant Jésus, 20 Contemplations of the Infant Jesus. Was from the first of the 20 movements, and it represents the gaze of God the Father looking down from heaven upon his incarnate Son. It sets the tone for some deeply meditative music, actually for over 2 hours worth of music, but you hardly notice the time pass, because like so much of Messiaen's music, this piece has a timeless quality about it. It's almost as if we've stepped across the boundary into eternity, as we enter into the mystical contemplation of our Saviour. Many people would say that Messiaen was one of the greatest mystics of the 20th century, and listening to this music, you can see why. Like all mystics, of course, he knew that contemplation wasn't always serene and peaceful. Listen to some of the music that represents le regard de l'esprit de joie, the gaze of the spirit of joy. The Holy Spirit is aflame with love, and he knows how to set our hearts on fire too. This music is nothing if not challenging, both for the listener and for the pianist, who needs to be a virtuoso. Messiaen's wife, Yvonne Loriot, gave the first performance, and we've been listening to a recording of her playing her husband's music. What a gift that married couple gave to us all. The final movement, the longest of all, is Le regard de l'église d'amour, the gaze of the church of love. This, if you like, brings us into the scene. Along with the persons of the Holy Trinity, the angels and saints, the Virgin Mary, the shepherds and the Magi, we too join in contemplation of the infant Jesus. Listen to the ecstatic joy that the music expresses. That is the joy we experience as we gaze upon the face of our Lord and Saviour.
And our thanks there go to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian who's currently rector of the Venerable English College here in Rome. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.